Beginnt die Korinth auf, mit sagt es nase da da, beginnt am Base, beginnt das Master, beginnt mit die Gmorum. Oh, sounds like you're telling me that one of the differences regarding if his hair is heavy, Tommy cannot be make a batar, and also that if it comes to Tommy, the in may be carbon toma. Now the Gmorum makes a dig. Okay, it sounds like carbon hood like says, the Maschel Tesis says, Pirish, nose shimshim becomes Tommy, doesn't make a carbon. But next to the Maschel says, Abba Nazir is high low. What do you mean the zeros will take effect? In other words, leading to us the Thomas Lemason, like it sounds like initially we're going to become Thomas Lemason, it sounds like that it's forbidden. But that doesn't sound like anyone. So on that, Reb Shimon holds that you can't even take a Nazir Shimshin because in that, there was never a Naziris coming out of his mouth to become a Nazir. In other words, he didn't take a neder of Naziris. By default, out of the mother's womb, he was ready with a vow of Naziris. And the problem with that is, we need that the neder should be taken with something that you're transferring what's called tfasa, and something that already that thing became forbidden through a neder, like we bring in the Gemara in the Drum, if you're down the middle, should not have been Nazir. I'm like this, who he took a neder of Naziris, because it should like the Moses in the Dorum, the other neder. Because he says if he's going to take it, what's a double lush in the other neder? Actually, the other neder, until you can take a neder in something that in itself, you can be mattress that it had a neder, that you don't have this over here by Shimshin. Next test, not to bring the Gemara, like Bechor. So, the Gemara wanted to be titled Machlaik is Tandoyim of Yaakov and Reb Yossi. If someone says, I take upon myself to be like a Bechor, Pierce Tessie explains, meaning the Kikrizek Bechor. This loaf of bread should be like a Bechor. Which the Gemara wanted to say, Loi de Kuleyama, and this is how seemingly the Girsa has to be in this order. No, meaning loy de kolam, isn't it that according to everyone, not on the words later on where it says loy de kolam, but rather similar to what our words of the Gemara, my love, is like loy de kolam, in other words, isn't it that kolam according to everyone, that if you would say that I want this loaf of bread to be like a loy shalom, have a dab another, that would be a dab another, and yeah, it would be a nether prohibiting the loaf of bread. A bachar, but in contrast to the first one, animal kaddish merachimimai, it's sanctified from the mother's womb, similar to like that of Shimshin. Oh, so I continue next to the master, being with the Gemara, Yehuda Savas, Law, Krebi Yaakov, Yavis, so the Krebi Yaakov, the mother is Labin, the mother. It doesn't have to be something that's taken with a vow, because bachar is not, and still it's going to be a proper atfasa. So therefore, the Mom Harinik Shimshin, Abba Nazar, if you say, I want to be like, it would be a Nazar, Abba Nazar, Shimshin, Abba Nazar, although it was not through a nether, El Kaddish from Bethany, Mekibachar, but that's holy from the womb, just like the bachar. So the Gemara, as we continue to tell the Maschil, says, no, the Kulam bin Dabanod, everyone holds that has to be taken nether with something that was through a nether, as Tyson from Ba'alma. In other words, in general, we got the Naziris, we're going to Naziris. I continue next to the Maschil, but Shamne Hachad, except Lashem. But here it's different by Lachar, because it says Lashem. It says Kiyod, not Lashem. As continue next to the Maschil, Rabbi Sebachar, which comes to include the firstborn animal claim. In other words, even though Shehu Lashem made it by default automatic to Hashem, Afalach, I have another. It's so considered Dabah another. As we'll explain later on, how is it another if it's automatic? Rabbi says no. Lashem is the rabbi's chatzis of Hashem. Comes to include the sin offering and the guilt offering. Why? Because why do you need to have a rebbe for that? Why is it different than oil and shlam? No, look at that. I mean, you would have thought to say without Lashem, oil and shlam, abam the dava, they come as a donation. Abam dava, there's something that you could be obligating yourself through a neder. Abam chatzis of Hashem, abam b'chayiva, but their obligation is like dava. It's not concerned that you make a neder. Very good. Hashem, Lashem, Lashem is coming to teach you. The b'mar become ill. Dava Lashem, it's coming for anything that is you know even though it's obligated for Hashem already. Next, his master brings the Gemara, but Rabbi Yaakov says, "But yes, it's like Kaddish. Pesach, no, it's Bechor Takdish. But Loim Tukdish, but Bechor. Still, even though it's automatically after the Kaddish Menachem, although it's automatically sanctified from the womb, there's still a mitzvah to be Mekaddish it." But then Rabbi Yisrael responds, "Next, his master brings the Kaddish, but even if you don't, isn't it automatically Kaddish? So Hakach Lav Dava Nado. But that doesn't make a Dava Nado. Even the elements of Alma, yeah, it's a mitzvah to do it, but that doesn't make it a Dava Nado, and therefore he disagrees with the case of Bechor." So, but then the Gemara later on asks, the Maschil Gabi Nazir, not Mixab Lashem. So, what's the Gemara's question? Although he holds as we divan Nazir, but Rabbi Yaakov includes from Lashem the Bechor. So, Chanam and Abed Nazir, Shemshim Lashem, Nazir. It doesn't say the word Lashem by Nazir, it also includes which you would think normally would not be, like that of Nazir Shemshim. Then it says, not to be the Gemara, that Shimon HaTzadik says, Leichat the Asham Nazirs. And I never ate the guilt offering of a Nazir. Now, Tais explains why Dafka Ashen Nazir. So, Abashar Hashem is like the other guilt offerings he would eat. Abashar Nazir, Kashbein of Lachle, but the guilt offering of the Nazir, well, that was hard in his eyes to consume it. Why? The Fishay Nibba, the Nazir Shinibba. The Nazir of the Ashem of the Nazir only comes if the Nazir becomes Tommy. Now, but Kimish Nibba, once becomes Tommy, how you die, he was afraid. He really regrets his whole Nether. So, Yimashem Naiflim, because he has to start all over. Well, maybe Chul Nazir, so it's like at some level, like an unconsecrated animal, because he doesn't really want to do this, and therefore he wouldn't eat from it. But this person is continuing to Tzimas Lecha, because why on you it says Lahazel Hashem, which is this is what answered the Gemara's question. According to him, what do we do with Hashem? It's this idea, Klem, in other words. And that's what this Nazir personified. The beginning of his vow was totally for the sake of heaven. And therefore, he wasn't afraid that he's going to regret. Even though he became tummy. Regular people that take a vow, generally they take a vow at a difficult time. Regarding a sin that they committed. Okay, let's start to be in pain, and to atone for their sins. The problem is, but when the time starts increasing on them, what they originally had thought is going to be, because they have to start over, is very close to regretting what he had originally taken upon himself, and therefore he wouldn't eat from the ashram of regular nazir. Next, the beginning was the Gemara. The Gemara asks, "Shem shalav nader hava?" Pretty sure, in other words, what the Gemara is asking is, "Loi nader nazir hava?" Really, it wasn't through a ned of naziris that you tell me. Therefore, you cannot take on a hatzvas of nazir shem shalav, because it wasn't through a neder. Well, Ksibar says in the pasuk, "He nazir likim yeh begaymer." As the Gemara brings a pasuk, as Tosfos explains, the Gemara assumes shamalcha yamal aviv, that the malach told the father shezichenu likshivad, that he should make him into a nazir when he's born. You mean like we find the Gemara later on the Chofchas, basically Ishmael ben Levi Nazir, a father can make his son into a Nazir. So what do you mean? You see that there was a Kabbalah of Nazirs. And we continue next to his Maschil, Hasa Malchu de Karmale. No, it's the Malch that said this to him. In other words, Benavu in a prophecy. But the Lord, that's Nazirs. It never came out of Kabbalah of Nazirs. Let me pee up, let me pee Shimshin. Not from the mouth of his father, not from the mouth of Shimshin. Therefore, it's not considered as a Devah Nazir. Next to his Maschil, the Gemara, that how do you know that he killed them and therefore he touched dead people? Maybe Gurui Gari. Let's just explain lashon chitzav. It's a terminology of arrows. Another meirach exayik b'embarg. Maybe he threw it from a distance, and that's how he killed them. You know, he says master bringing the gemara dima geisin shabin. Maybe he made them into geisus, as Tais explains, which been in the throes of death. So maybe they weren't dead yet. So Tais loved Africa geisus, not really geisus. Ki nazar asaliga a geis. Actually, it's forbidden for a nazar to touch a geisus, because he's literally in the throes of death and the guy might die. And the in other words, car of the guys, I mean, close to that, they were like, you know, were like really knocked out. So how do you know they were actually dead? Next says, Master, begin the Gemara, El Gemara. Perish, in other words, Gemeenan, we have a tradition, right? We can't prove it, but we have a tradition that the Katlinu Mamish, that he literally killed him, and therefore, as we said, the orders, but the Shluchah Shalchin, and then they took up the clothing. Obviously, he was in the time of the Mason. But then Tosfos says, "Vafilamanda." Even according to the one that says, "Ibrahim stab samach alav minav gibri kibri evdi kachav min matam ba'oil." What I mean, the graves of non-Jews don't contaminate in being in the same room, but b'magam matam. But by touch, it is matam. And therefore, you see that he's being matam lemesim, at least through touch, and therefore that's the proof that nazir shemshin could be matam lemesim. Something like says, "Hatav begin with the words of the Gemara." That the Gemara asks that b'nazir oil mehechik siv. Where does it say this idea of Nazir Olam? Where do we get this? We've just proved the source of Nazir Shemshin. Where did it say Nazir Olam? Claim, in other words, what are we asking? Shemut al-Hakal. From where do we know that he's allowed to lighten the load of his hair? Who might say, this would bring from Shem, Shem, that he would lighten the load. Lamarka this, each one according to whatever that amount of time, as the Gemara brings in different opinions. Next, says, with the words of the Gemara, Es Nidrei Ashen Adarti, the vow that I have taken. Now, Stamne Demash Malay Nazirs, a generic saying, I'm taking a vow, sounds like it means Nazirus. Why, moreover, since he would only cut his hair from time to time, so mashma or mishum shevul of sari, because it was loading up his hair, machlad Nazirus. Now, again, it's indicative that his nether was one of Nazirus, and then we can prove our questions from here.